The Greg Show. Welcome back to The Greg Show. Tonight, our topic is on ambition. Yeah, that drive, that fire, that what stays burning inside of us. How we don't allow anything to really stop us, I think. The ambition is energy. It's an interesting energy. It is, because a lot of times it manifests, but then it also sort of can slow down, or we don't always have it the same way, and we're sort of struggling with what we feel like. I think we get distracted by certain things to slow us down, but then we go back to it. We feel like we need it. We feel like we want to be the ones that just keep pushing ourselves like more and more and more. And I like that too. I mean, I feel like I should always be striving towards something. I think the ambition is what drives me, motivates me. Even if I'm not even doing anything that's like exceptionally wilder at the time, I guess just the day to day, but it's like we want to have that reason to just keep it moving forward. I think a lot of times that's really an empowering thing about life, is just moving forward, like consistently staying in the present. And then we want to have that ambition move us in that direction where we're like, wow, you know, okay, I got something to do not only today, but tomorrow. But we want to be focusing on the today, because the today is the present moment. You know, the today is going to shape the different tomorrow. That's done by the ambition. That's done by what we're doing. It's done by what we're motivating ourselves to do. And nobody's going to motivate you but you. You know, you have people around you. They'll be like, well, you should be doing something more. You should be striving to do this. You should be striving to do that. But the only one that's going to make you do it is you. You got to do it. Like, you have to find a way to do it for yourself. And that is a tough notion, because we get too distracted. We do. And we kind of go off that path, and then we try to get back to it, but it's not easy, because we're distracted by all those other things. But the ambition usually is just going to focus us on something that we really want to do within that present moment, whether it's trying to be better at work, trying to be better at as an athlete, trying to be better at just being a human being, just trying to be better, being nicer to people. Just the ambition can come into play in so many different ways. We want to move it in that positive direction and say, what can I do to be lighting that fire, to be making myself go out and be a better version of myself? Like I always say, like, I don't know if we'll ever get to the best version, but that's okay. It's not meant to be a thing that really just discourages us. It's just more meant to be a thing where we keep it in perspective, in practicality, like just to say, yeah, I mean, okay, like I'm not at the best version. There might not be the perfect version. I mean, there's not. I mean, who can be? But it doesn't mean you're not going to be getting better. It doesn't mean you're not going to be challenging yourself. It doesn't mean you're not going to be working towards something that betters you. You know, it really does come into play. But if we're not doing it, if we're not actually focused on it, if we don't allow that ambition to to be working us in that general direction, then we start to get stagnant. And we don't want that, because the stagnant feeling will, I don't know, it'll just kind of stop us from moving forward. And it's just something we need to be doing. I mean, it's just, for me, if I'm not doing it, if the days start to feel like that sort of the same, I mean, I feel like I'm not doing something that's not getting me where I need to be going. I mean, I want to be that, you know, that drive, that energy that moves me forward. And it's not easy to, because it requires constant maintenance. Like, you have to still be checking yourself. You have to check in with yourself. And not only that, but just basically just be able to you know, just to hold yourself accountable. I think the ambition allows us to consistently hold ourselves accountable because we want to say, like, what could I have done today? Like, and we don't want to dwell on the past, but we could say, what could I have done today to light that fire a little bit more? What could I have done to push myself further and be able to inspire other people while doing it? Because that's really what it takes. I mean, it's, you know, you don't know who you are inspiring with your ambition. You don't, you know, you think it's just for you, and it may seem like it because you're focused on what you're focused on, but you could be having that effect, that, you know, that residual effect on people around who are just watching you, and they're like, wow, I'm going to do that. I'm going to, you know, maybe you're in the batting cages and you take, and you get a few more hits. And then the next person's like, okay, I'm going to take some extra swings. Like, you don't really know how it'll rub off. You don't know what it'll do, how it'll come into play and what it'll do for people who, just might not have had that motivation right there. You know, remember, they can feed off of your energy. They can feed off of what you're doing and how you're challenging yourself, because maybe at that exact time they couldn't challenge themselves like that. So they need something to, you know, to kind of feed off of, but in a good way, not, you know, not to talk to you about it, but they see you doing it. So they're just like, okay, I see those actions and I want to aspire to getting to that and to working towards that. Not going to come out and say it, but they will. But the thing about it is they'll show it by their actions. They'll show it by their actions. They'll show it by what they're doing. They'll show it by how they follow in the your lead or whatever it is. And it's just something that's big, because we want to be motivating each other. We want to be showing each other a better way to approach things and to stay dedicated, you know, just in a way that just really can come into play, because it's not easy to constantly have that consistency, because the consistency is so hard. I mean, it's hard to just be that. I mean, you really just say, but that's what a lot of people say. I mean, you want to be that energy that can give it that phenomenal effort one time, you know, but the ambition will teach you how to be more consistent. Cause you're like, this is what I got to do. This is how I got to do it. I got to work at this, push myself every second of the day, you know, and I mean, and that's not easy to do, because every second of the day, you know, and I mean, and that's not easy to do, because a lot of times we feel like we're just sort of not pushing ourselves when we should be. And it's not easy to accept that. It's not easy to just believe that we could have done more. And that's not just always in relationships, that's in like everything that we're doing, because we have the capacity to, we can always be working more. We can always be working harder. We can always be challenging ourselves more. That's that ambition. It stays lit. You know, we have to keep that fire lit inside of us. You know, the ambition is that constant energy. It's not something that shuts off, because once we get to something, we attain a certain goal, we want to attain another goal and another goal and another goal and another goal. There's always something more to be striving for. And like I said, you don't know who you're impacting. You don't know who is watching. You don't know who's paying attention. Like, your next big accomplishment could be somebody else's bigger accomplishment. Like, you don't know what it is. It's something that it's like, and that dedication will, it's not just for you. It's for the person who's inspired by you. And they're not going to tell you that they are, but they'll show you that they are. And at the end of the day, that's more important anyway. I mean, it really is, because they don't have to say it. They don't have to tell you. They don't have to say, hey, you know, I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's nice to hear it, sure. But that's the ego. That's the ego, you being like, okay, you got to feed my ego. You got to tell me how much I did for you. Like, it's don't worry about it. Like, it's not even about that. Like, it's just about just doing it. And then you see that they're doing it because you inspired them, and like your actions inspire them. Now their actions can inspire somebody else. And, you know, you pass that torch, you know, because you, that literal torch, that internal fire that keeps you going, that like that ambition that makes you be constantly evolving and changing and growing and pushing yourself further and further and further. And you'll come out stronger because of it, because you know that you are the one that is pushing your own self. It's, once again, I've always said, the journey only means something to you. You are the one going on it. Like, that is the way it has to be, because everybody else is a part of it when they are a part of it. But are they a part of the entire thing? Have they been there since day one? No. So the point is that you, just like they won't be there really at the end probably. So you got to do it for you. It's not that you're not thinking about other people and want to inspire other people. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to light that fire for yourself. The ambition is something that is just, it needs to be on all the time. You don't want to shut it off. Whether it's just being better about washing your dishes after you finish them, whether it's better about keeping your apartment clean or something, or anything, like, just, it's the little things. Like, then if you can just keep those little things good, then minimize the variables, and you could take bigger steps. Then all the others, and then all of a sudden they're like, wow, yeah, I will go for that promotion. Everything looks cool. Everything's cool around me. Like, I got all the variables pretty much taken care of. So yeah, I'm gonna go for that promotion now because I feel like I'm in a good spot. And that's really small steps. The small steps lead to the bigger steps and the bigger things like that. And they do, because if you don't do the little things, they lead to the bigger steps and the bigger things like that. And they do, because if you don't do the little things, then the big things are going to feel more daunting. They're going to feel harder to do. They're going to have to feel harder to do because you're not doing the little things. The little things allow you to take on the big things. And then the bigger things become not as intimidating because there's stuff. The stuff that people don't really want to do, you know, the stuff that is not really as fun, but has to get done. And it has to get done because it's going to make you be better at doing the other things, the larger things, the things that seem to be a little bit more difficult. That's what comes into, it comes down to that. It does. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. But the ambition is something that you want to constantly have, because we don't really want any off days. You know, we don't want any off days. Even on your day off, you know, you still want to be getting stuff done, because it's that motivation that's going to inspire you to get stuff done on the other days when you have to get stuff done. I mean, just like with character, like, do something even when nobody's watching. Do it for you. Do it just because you know it's something that's going to make you a better version of you. Just, you don't have to live for, like, for people's approval like that. The ones that just don't even know what's going on. I mean, you gotta do it for yourself. You have to live for yourself, because that's who you need to answer to. You got to answer to yourself, and yourself is going to be the one that you stay with. And you're like, they're the person that's saying, like, did you give it a lot? I mean, even if it wasn't your all, did you give it a lot? Did you give it more than you gave it before? Did you give it a lot today? Did you go that extra mile? Did you smile a little more? Did you ask somebody if their day was going okay when you knew it probably wasn't? Did you reach out even though nobody made you reach out? Like, these are the things, these are the small things, but they will make a difference, because they will go through your head and you'll say, wow, no, I didn't do that. I could have done that. I could have done this. I work in an industry where I'm always checking myself. I'm like, what else could I have done? What could I have done better? What could I have done? It gets you to be second guessing, because you're catching a lot of different energies, and you don't know exactly how they're going to come in. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know what's going to go down, but you try to basically just do what you can do in order to do your due diligence and play off of it and be as positive as you can. There's no rule book. There's no, you know, guidebook. I mean, it's not an exact science. It's just, you got to feel it out, and you got to find a way to just see what'll work and what sort of works and what kind of works enough to make it work. And it's so many different things. It's just, there's so many different components, so many layers to it. And it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy fix. I'm just glad I can do it with a sober mindset. I'm glad I can do it and look at it from a fresh take every time and say, okay, yeah, I could have done this. Yeah, I could have done that. Okay, I did this. That's nice. And don't forget to see the things that you did do, the things that you got done well, because that's the thing that's going to propel you into doing something positive again. You know, don't forget to see those things. You know, you gotta see the good things that you do in those situations. Don't just point out what you could have done. Remember the things that you did do. You know, the things that were good, you know, the way, because that's gonna help you say, okay, next time I'm gonna do that too. And then if I do that, maybe this will lead to this. We still got to recognize when we do well in these situations. We cannot only just look at the stuff we didn't do because it's going to discourage you. We don't want that. I mean, you want positivity. You want to hang on to any positive. Even when I'm around, you know, certain people, certain energies that just give me negativity or something most of the time. But if they give me something positive, I'll try to just kind of hang my hat on that and say, okay, well, they gave me that. You know, they gave me that and I'll give them that. You know, and that's something that just is for me, that's the little victories right there, because I'm willingly trying to see what they gave me that was pretty good. And then I'll say, okay, well, that's an improvement. Maybe they'll give me something even better next time. You know, instead of just seeing like the stuff that's not, and there's always going to be room for improvement. I mean, there is. I mean, you know, that's what I like about what I do. I mean, like there's just always a reason to improve. I mean, it's that's good because we need that. You know, we constantly need to be having a reason to keep that ambition, to keep ourselves improving, because it's a reason that keeps us going. It's the reason we keep moving forward. We just keep going forward. We keep moving forward, even when the things go wrong or not as well as we want them to, because we know that the best way to shake it off is to say, okay, let me embrace that next moment. Let me take on that next moment. Let me be that next moment. I'm not going to let that moment be me. I'm certainly not going to let it pass me by, but I'm not really just going to just live in it. I'm going to be it. And I'm going to let my ambition be the energy that pushes me forward and never lets me stop being that life force that's just going to be keep going and going and going and taking it there. When a lot of times we feel like we just, it's not easy for us to, because it's not. And that's the journey. I mean, it's not easy. It takes a lot. It takes dedication. It takes drive. It takes a lot of energy that we need in order to push us there. But we'll respect it more. You know, we'll have a lot more respect because we know that we're going in that way we're going. And it's, you know, it wouldn't be easy. I mean, it's a lot of it is just trial and error. You know, you got to see what does or what doesn't. I mean, you know, I could have really great stuff going on with certain people when I have not good stuff going on with the people right around at the same time simultaneously. And you wonder how that can happen, because anything can. You got to basically say, like, it's possible, because one thing can be going really well, then something else is not. So what are you going to focus on? What are you going to do? Where are you going to put your attention? Are you going to put your attention on the thing that's going to move you into that better mode, that better zone? I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to highlight that. You want to highlight the positivity. You want to move in that way, because you know that is going to keep it going. Remember, that's that energy that you want to gain momentum. And once it does, you hang on to that and you channel that and you keep that going, because you know when you do, it's going to move you in a good spot. But that's a focal point. That's the focus you need to take if you want to move in that direction and go that way, because that's what's going to take you there. But, you know, that's something that comes into play, because it's always going to be around. And what do you do? You know, what do you do? What do you do when you see it? You see it and you move in that direction and you go with it, because you know that that's important and you want to, because you know that's going to make you feel like you are getting more out of the day. And that's what comes into play. I mean, the ambition can come in so many different forms. Any way you want to motivate yourself, any way you want to light that fire, any way you want to go with that drive, any way you want to just keep yourself moving forward in a lot of spots where it gets more difficult too, but that's okay. You need to just focus on what you did right, how you did it, what you're going to do that time again to keep that going, to keep that same theme, and how to build from it, and to constantly be building from the things that you do correctly in order to get yourself to a better version, a higher version of who you are. Because you know, when you see that, you see the patterns, you see the things that work, what doesn't work, what could work, and what will work, as long as you just keep moving in that direction and building off of the things that you know are going to make you feel better and keep your ambition strong and that energy still as fiery and determined as it really can be, because you know that's the something that you have control over, when you can empower yourself to just be that, be the fire, you know, be that fire that's inside you, and then just keep it burning. And that's really what it's about. and just allow yourself to stay focused on what works and what will continue to work. The Greg Show.